This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. There is, as we've talked about on this program, a global shortage of semiconductor chips. The demand for chips during the pandemic has been overwhelming, and it's affected the production of everything from autos to video game consoles to laptops. Now, the U.S. Semiconductor Industry Association has sent a letter to President Biden asking him for, quote, robust funding for semiconductor manufacturing and research in future relief packages. Marketplace's Justin Ho has more on why these producers say they need help.
U.S. companies are big players in the semiconductor industry. They make a lot of the fabricating equipment, the software, the design. But when it comes to actually manufacturing the chips themselves, the U.S. falls behind, says CJ Muse with Evercore ISI.
Roughly only 12% of semiconductors are made in the U.S. Other nations are giving heavy subsidies to produce elsewhere.
Those subsidies have helped manufacturers in Taiwan and China build multi-billion dollar manufacturing plants. And that's helped Asian manufacturers bring down production costs, says Stacey Razgon at Bernstein Research.
And these are things that are difficult to reverse.
Last month, U.S. chipmaker Intel said it's likely to send more manufacturing overseas. Razgon says the U.S. needs to shell out a lot more money to open more plants here.
And then how are you going to staff them? We need educational reform and immigration reform. I think there needs to be a holistic effort here if we're serious.
President Biden is expected to sign an executive order reviewing chip production issues in the coming weeks. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.